a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, I've mentioned them on the show before. They're two astronauts that went up to the International Space Station, and then the vehicle that they got there in, kind of not good enough to get them home. So they're sort of like, what do we do? And then NASA are like, you know what? Just hang up there. We'll figure it out eventually. They were only supposed to be there for 8 days. Bless you, darling. They were only supposed to be up for 8 days, and now it looks like they're going to be up there for 6 months.
Would you, I mean, sure, it sucks, but you'd rather them not go, we reckon you'll be fine, let's just try and get you home, because they're in a rush. Like, yeah. I would stay up there as long as I needed to know that what's going to bring me home is going to get me home safe.
Can you imagine me and you stuck on the International Space Station? We think we're going for 8 days.
We'll be fine.
It would be like that episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns and Homer get stuck in the ice, under the ice in that cabin, and then they start looking at each other from across the room. Like, that's what it would be like.
True.
But the thing is, NASA carefully schedules the astronauts' days to the, like, nth degree, right?
Yeah.
I thought they were just like, you know, just get up and do whatever it is you do.
Oh, no spare time.
Really? I didn't realise that everything would be diarised every single day.
It's like the ultimate FIFO. You're definitely doing 12-hour shifts.
Well, this is the thing, okay, John, I'll give you the day in the life that they've given them, these two astronauts that are currently up in space at the moment. I wonder if they could get us. Look, if you're listening, big fans. Anyway, 6 a.m. wake up. You're in space, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Let them sleep till 7. Seriously.
You've got to start sometime.
Okay, it says here, astronauts wash using a wet flannel and brush their teeth.
Okay.
Man, we're going into detail.
I was just
going
to say, too much detail.
Way too much detail.
We don't have time for this.
Okay, male crew will shave near a vent to suck up the hair.
Okay.
Astronauts also use this time to use the vacuum-powered space toilet. Now, not all of us are wired that way. Okay, so I wonder if there's other opportunities in the day, or it's literally go now or that's it.
Yeah,
there's
true.
One vacuum out or there's not.
Wow, yeah.
And what would that, anyway, the crew eats breakfast together.
Instead of happy hour, it's crappy hour.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. The crew eats breakfast together and reads a daily news bulletin about the station.
Oh, okay.
So that's from about 6 to 7:30.
Don't make me eat breakfast with someone if I don't want it.
Exactly. From 7:30, daily planning conference with Houston. So they have that satellite Teams meeting.
That could be an
Zoom.
Email.
Exactly.
Could be an email.
And then they all chat. What should our task be for the day?
Oh.
Well, look, I'll look around. Besides this, what else can I'm stuck in a tube, you know what I mean?
I'm probably going to wipe out the kitchen cupboards.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is a bit of that maybe. 8 a.m. morning work shift. Okay, so most of the time is spent conducting experiments or performing like general maintenance on the ship itself.
Sure,
right?
Okay.
You'd want the experiments. Like, we would totally rock off to be like, who's going in the spacesuit outside?
You'd want to do the, you wouldn't want to go in the spacesuit outside.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. I'd be like, I'll just be inside.
Yeah, like, you'd want to
like
do the cleaning.
Flicking plants and seeing if they flick back, you know, like whatever. So after that, then you have to do 2 hours of exercise mandatory a day. That's part of your workload.
Okay.
2 hours mandatory, and the first hour starts in the morning once you finish all your other tasks, right? Then they have lunch. Oh, amazing. Lunch at 3 p.m., rehydrated food and powdered coffee.
Oh.
But they're getting coffee.
Nice. That's at least
something.
You think
you could do that, right? Then they have their afternoon work shift.
3 p.m. is late for a coffee, though, isn't it?
And then they do the afternoon work shift, right?
Yeah.
They conduct experiments on their cell, on themselves.
Oh, okay.
During this time.
Yeah.
And the other astronaut as well. I'd be like, can you feel this? can you feel this?
Can I fit my whole fist in my mouth?
Exactly. Then they do weightlifting. Then they have their evening work preparation. At 6 p.m., they clean the lab, they do planning. And then it says here at 7, dinner with 3-course meal, rehydrated food, and sometimes even fresh lettuce grown on the station.
Wow, space lettuce.
At 8 p.m., you get free time and relaxation, sometimes playing instruments, which watch movies or look out the window.
Ooh.
Well, there's not much else to do, is there?
Yeah.
And then bedtime at 9:30 at night.
You're giving me a coffee at 3 p.m. and then expecting me to go to bed at 9:30.
Yeah,
no.
No.
No, you just call yourself scientist.
I know. And then when are you going to go to that vacuum toilet? Coffee,
straight
toilet.
Yeah,
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Can we talk Dancing with the Stars for a sec?
Absolutely.
Is that all right?
Yep.
Cool. Why?
The final, the winner was announced last night.
Of sorry,
is this the season that you neglected, you declined the offer to be part of?
There was an inquiry about whether or not I would like to be on
they
it.
Could not afford him.
That's true.
They're like, we have the budget, but that's on Daryl Summers, so we'd have to get rid of him.
I don't think Daryl's on it anymore.
Isn't he? He should
be. Sonia Kruger's the host.
They wanted him to wear one of those like shiny metallic open chested shirts.
Who doesn't?
Well, and Lingy doesn't want to. So
no,
I know because we've tried to make him do it too.
The football representation on the show ended up being Ben Cousins and Shane Crawford.
Same.
Very similar looking blokes to me. I think everyone's remarked that over the years. Yeah. Those two compared to me.
Love? You're hotter than them.
Ah, what a great lie. So the final three Samantha Jade.
You've hidden under a bridge.
Me or him? Who are you slagging there? Okay.
Yeah, no, that was a direct shot at me.
Was it?
Yeah. Ant Middleton, the SAS guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Lisa McCune.
Sure. Are you mates with it? Like, do you, is he, because it's seven, isn't it? So they're all card carrying seven celebs.
Sevenites, yeah.
Yeah. So are you all mates? You guys have like an end of year mixer?
There is a Christmas party, or there was. I don't think it's really, there's, you know, like the big organisations can't really have Christmas parties anymore.
Yeah, true.
Well, in seven case things was go on. Wrong.
Yeah.
On Four Corners last night. Yeah, there was a bit of that also. So
we'll choose to focus on the Dancing with the Stars episode.
Why not?
Right now.
Plus, Irene goes hard, I hear.
Keep that contract, Gavin Lee.
I have met Irene. Yeah. She's Lynn McGregor. She's very nice.
Yeah.
So the final last night. Now, Samantha Jade, judges, said amazing. She did the foxtrot, like just said, you move incredible.
She puts the fox in foxtrot.
There's
right,
just
guys?
Something so special about you when you move, one of the judges, Shana Burgess, said after that. All right. Then Ant Middleton did his thing and they gave him a pump up, said, you're the best lifter in the whole competition, but we're not sure if you're the best dancer. That's a smack.
Well, it's like you can lift, but you're maybe a bit heavy footed.
Yes, that's a good explanation. So Lisa McCune, last to go, did the Viennese waltz with partner Ian, and they've said you've it was a beautiful performance. Loved the dance, but weren't sure it was as good as the first time.
Oh.
So basically you. Read into that. The judges have basically said Samantha Jade's number one. Mm. Lisa and Ant are maybe on the next level. Mm. Hand it over to the viewers to then vote. Who do you think's going to win that?
Lisa McCune.
The 972-time Gold Logie winner, Lisa McCune.
Love Lisa McCune.
This competition completely skewed into her favour. Like, he's loved by every single human being in Australia.
Yeah.
And she got voted for and won. Mm. It's not the best dancer. See, that's the reason I didn't go on it, because I just knew that my...
It's just a popularity. It's a popularity contest, just like the Hall of Fame, am I right?
Yeah.
I tried to commit fully to that, and I would have been a rubbish dancer, and the people wouldn't have liked me. But Lisa McCune won Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, she
She's
did.
Done it. Mm. Yes.
Oh, for the seventh time, or is this her first time?
First time Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, bless her.
I think seven-time Gold Logie winner.
Yeah.
She's done it all now. Congratulations.
She has.
Should I do it next year?
Yes.
Yes, do it.
Please
take
do
us
it.
With you.
No
we
one's watching
come
anyway, but we will watch.
I did notice how...
No, but it's true. Like, no
lots,
one's watching.
It's lots are watching.
My mum loves it.
I did notice how fit everyone looks at the end of it, because it's a massive training routine. I thought, oh, this could actually...
If you go, God, can you imagine me and you in the audience, like holding up signs?
Yeah.
Bear it all Brilliant. Wing. Yes. Leave nothing on the dance floor.
Do they get mad if there's empty seats? Because it's like, I may not make it.
Oh.
You are such a fair weather friend.
Log's there to support me.
Oh, no, I'm not, no, but I'm not. There to see Lisa McCune.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Little update on sort of a life situation for moi.
Yeah.
You'll remember a few months back I was invited to my first sleepover.
Yes.
Oh, you were.
Boys trip.
Yeah.
Boys sleepover.
Yeah, we went down to Anglesey.
It was a two-nighter, but you only went for one night because you felt like two was a bit...
Was a big commitment.
Yeah.
When I only knew two out of sort of the eight boys or whatever. Mm. We all stayed in the sort of the big rental house and, you know, went to the pub and played some video games. I felt like I may have maybe sort of, I don't know, put paid to any opportunity of me coming back for another one by dominating on the Super Nintendo. And it was literally games I played as a child. So it was like,
no, I get it. Muscle but do you memory. Have to win everything? Yeah, like, do you have to be so competitive?
It took me a little bit to get back into the swing of it. But I mean, Street Fighter Championship Edition and also Tekken Tag. Like,
you're so much fun to hang around with, honestly. Yeah.
You know, like you could just drop one.
I know,
like lose
right?
one just to fit in a little bit. And then you could still beat them. You could still beat them a couple of times.
So what I've done, so from that, I got along really well with like all the boys, but particularly one other one. I've not really spoken to anyone since except for the two guys that I knew going into it, the brothers, right? Yeah. So I haven't really sort of broken new ground with friends in a regular, reoccurring sort of scenario.
Do you want... new friends?
Well, I didn't actually reach out to any of them. No. So,
and did they not reach out to you because you were taunting them and belittling them when you beat them in video games?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, that's the way I answered the phone. Okay. Anyway, so I was like, oh, okay, and you know these mates that are the brothers, I catch up with them, but life gets in the way. You know, it's busy. Time flies by, and so it goes for a while without talking to them. And I was like, yeah, you know, like sort of haven't really gotten any closer to them either since that time, that weekend away. So it's like, I don't reckon I sort of, like I had a great time and they were really lovely, but I don't know if I'll get the call up because they do it on a semi-regular basis.
Oh, okay.
Well, guess who entered the group chat yesterday?
Oh, stop it.
Got a notification. You've been added to the chat. I was like, oh.
Has it got a fun name to it?
No, it's just, I don't know.
Okay.
Just group chat. Well, is there another trip being organised? That way you've been added?
There sure is, Cameron Lang. So in November. So this is my message. Can we just? Do you want to see if I was?
Okay. Too keen.
So.
Hi guys. Oh my god.
Shut up.
Oh my god. Should I bring some more video games?
Oh, remember when I bought 6 snags last time? Should I bring that?
That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Remember I bought 6 snags that were 8 months old?
It was like 3 snags. It was like, bring what you'll eat. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Rookie era. Anyway, I said, because they're just having chat and then one of them's just added me. And so then I'm there. And so then they see Tom's been added to the chat. So I was like, oh, better say something.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I know you.
Hey, guys. Hope you're all well. It was bloody awesome to meet and hang out with you all. Thanks heaps for making me feel so welcome. I'm definitely keen to go around again.
Okay. Well, when did they add you to the chat? Like recently, like in the last couple of days?
It was yesterday.
Okay. So why have you...
The chat started... Sunday night, and they added me yesterday. So it was a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah.
And it was just, so.
Is there any chat? Did you go through and read all the messages pre you being added?
Oh, no. It's none of my business. It's none of my business.
Of course you did. Yeah.
It's none of my business.
What about Tom? He's a little annoying.
I got 5 love heart reactions to my message.
Oh, wow.
So they're bloody beautiful boys, and we're going for another one in November. So,
really?
I still don't think I'll do 2 nights. I think I'll just do the one.
Hey, can we come to one of the nights and then we'll leave you for the second night?
No.
Nah, we'll bring the 6 snacks.
We'll be like mum and dad staying
can
with
you, just
you
drop
for
me,
one
no,
night.
No, just drop me there and go. You don't have to hang
and
around.
Not right out the front either.
Drop me like 3 doors down and I'll walk up.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, all right, it is time. What?
I made a sound. I made a sound then.
Yeah, it's the sound of your jaw clicking.
No. It's just your banshee voice drowns everyone out.
Big neck banshee.
Man.
I'm going to tell my mum.
Comments about her sort of appearance and the way she speaks, not appropriate. Okay? I'm speaking to both of us now.
Oh, he's put on his HR hat.
All right. Look.
I'll tell a judge everything one day. I'll have a delicious payout.
Not.
Take care of me for the rest of my life.
For the love of God.
What did they write in the messages, Loggy? Well, I'll read it out in court.
Of God. Please do not do that.
Channel 7's got nothing on this show.
Oh. Should I play another song?
Yeah, it's all right. It's just a bit of fun.
Please do.
Anyway, guess what, the year. What a
great
playing,
game Tommy?
It
is. How's it working?
It is Geelong, the Surf Coast of the Ballarat's favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about guess the year. We're going to play little bits of songs and cast our minds back through the mist of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. We write it down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
You love you, Larry. Sorry. I had to jump in. You always say you cast your mind back to the trauma that you went through.
Yeah.
So any song that I hear right now for the first time, I'm going to think of the trauma you've just inflicted upon us.
Oh, well, you inflicted it on us in a message. Tom and I both have it. Proof.
I think I sent that message.
No. Cameron Ling responded with a laughing emoji. And that's all the judge needs.
Wow.
To give you that sweet payout.
Anyway, it's best of
if
three.
If Four Corners want any inside information on this relationship.
Lauren.
Nah, your contract's fine.
I've just switched off her microphone. We can't
Thank
have it. We can't
very
have
much.
It. It's just Lingy and I playing. Guess the year. Can I trust you to come back?
Yes.
Would you like the scoreboard?
Yes.
Okay. Tom's on 13.
Okay.
You're on 9. I'm on 7.5 so far for this year.
Guess the year.
So you need to close that gap. Concentrate.
All right,
stop thinking of your lawsuits.
Lawsuits.
Oh, you've got me.
That's what he had for breakfast, lawsuits.
Oh, delicious lawsuits.
They're overnight lawsuits.
Chia lawsuits.
Bircher lawsuits.
Oh, a bit of banana on the
Play the first song, please.
Too much banana. All right.
Oh,
here we go. We're playing a game. Oh. I don't know why, but something's just jumped straight in my head, so I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, I've got it.
All right.
Feels good.
Classic Dead or Alive. All right. 3, 2, 1.
1985.
80 for me.
Ooh.
80, 85, and then 88. All right, here we go.
The year was
1985. Oh, spot on. What a year.
Right.
As is, it's just a topical reaction from me. Oh. Okay, here we go. Question number two.
Oh, hang on. Peter Andre.
Okay, so what I remember is that my cousin was obsessed with Peter Andre.
Yeah.
And she used to have a picture board on her wall of him alongside a diary of how she was wearing her hair. Monday, half up, half down. Tuesday, down. Wednesday, bun.
That's ridiculously detailed.
That's my memory.
All I can remember is he had the best pecs and abs in the business, didn't he?
He's back on TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, mysterious girl.
Yeah, I got
cool. Write something.
I was going to add something, but then I was like, well, we could be here all day, so how about we just write something down? Has everybody got something?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. 1995.
Oh, damn, I've got
1, 2, 5.
The year was 1995.
Oh!
One for
it's
me.
Ling and Tom.
Hang on. Peter Andre. Playing dumb.
He went out with Jordan, didn't he?
Oh, that's why you remember. Now I get it. All
right. Sounds about right.
I'll put that in the text later, look.
Here we go.
Oh, this my God.
Or the win.
Question well, number three. It's for the win, or I can bring it to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Let's hope. Give me one good reason why I should never make a
change. Tough.
Can you give me the artist? Don't say Billy Joel.
I want to say Billy Joel.
Give me a hint.
It's Budapest by... We should know. I know Chris is listening to this and just absolutely angry at the moment.
It's Milky Chance.
It's not.
Okay, I'll just have to guess
What's his name?
It's George Ezra.
Oh, is it?
Isn't it?
Oh, then Superstar. I'm way too early. Hang on, I'm going to have to get later.
Oh, Thomas!
All right, I'm good now. I was 15 years earlier.
All right, we've all got something?
Yep.
This has been probably the messiest.
Chris is in the corridor shaking his head at us right now. Go.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
2015.
Okay, I reckon you might have got this log.
Come on, tiebreaker.
The year was
2014.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Oh, God, we've got to lengthen it out.
Here we go.
One H, give us the tiebreaker.
Now, he performed at the Super Bowl, Lingy.
Usher.
Hey,
yeah.
Lingy knows this one. This was his Lammy slow jam.
Yeah, he used to lean on the bar instead of standing next to the bar when that song would come on.
I reckon this is footy trip days. Yep, I've got one.
Couldn't write about it in text form.
All right, here we go.
Wonder where those photos are.
3, 2, 1.
1998.
Oh, what?
Did you say 2007?
Yeah.
No. All right. There we go.
Camera.
The year was 2004.
I was closer than both of you.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
But I went over.
See how we scoffed? Yes. I definitely scoffed at you. Like, all right. I'll take the win, though.
Apologise.
See, I'm surprised because if you didn't win, you'd be like, I'm just going to check that. Let it burn.
Actually, yeah, check it. Just to be on the safe side.
Apologise to me, both of you, for your looks of contempt.
2004, wow.
All right, that's somewhere in there was Guess the Year, the game. The rest of it, I take no responsibility
for. And if anyone wants the Law Oats recipe, Cameron Lingy will be able to give that.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's do one of these.
What you thinking about, mate? Hey, mate.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes...
Yeah, mate.
Thank you,
yeah,
Tom.
Mate.
Just letting Tom do his thing.
You know, sometimes when you're writing, so I write my book of gold every day, and sometimes my writing changes, and sometimes it's like really neat, and I'm like, who is this person controlling the pen?
Mm.
And it's just different, and sometimes I just think, isn't that really cool? And do you guys think the same?
No.
Never.
Did your Not writing once. Change, though?
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And you know when it's like one day you're writing, you're like, oh, wow, look at my writing today. I could be writing on someone's birthday card with this.
Do you do the thing where you try with a different hand?
What?
Where then you sort of, and then it goes numb and then.
What you thinking about, mate?
I'm
not thinking about that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.